Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Text me when you get home is a very common phrase used among many of us after a night out, and I probably dare say particularly among women. You'll often hear friend groups, you know, asking one of the other girlfriends to let them know when they get home, or drop them a text, or give them a quick call to say they got off the bus okay. My next two guests have spent some time dedicating their time to actually writing a comedy show about this. Comedian and mum of three, Claire Roach, and solicitor and comedian Justine Halpin, both with me in studio. Good afternoon, ladies. You're very welcome.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having us.
Claire, you might explain, first of all, how did this come about?
How did this come about? Justine and I met probably last February in the basement of comedy clubs. It's not very often that there's always two comedians, female comedians on a lineup. So yeah. When the women are together, they start talking. And Justine was about to head off to do some solo travelling. So Justine might tell you a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so I decided in January to take a career break and to go solo travelling around Southeast Asia for 5 months. Mm-hmm. And I went. And Claire said when I left that I'd never quite left her mind, and she was kind of concerned about me the whole time. And I did. I only lasted about a month because I was kind of overwhelmingly aware of my vulnerability as a woman.
There on your
other,
own.
Yeah. On the other side of the world, my phone didn't really work. I'd be in a tuk-tuk or a taxi and the man would say to me, "Are you on your own, lady?" And I'd be like, "Oh my God." And I'd have to lie and say my friends are in the bar and things like that. So I came home.
And you'd do that. You'd pretend basically you were there with others. Yeah,
100%.
Yeah. I'm not asking that with any judgment. I do it all the time myself. So
yeah, like loads of different things. You'd be faking phone calls. Yeah.
Fake phone calls. I'm notorious for them. Pretending I'm talking to people on the way home. If I feel vulnerable. In a vulnerable situation.
Sure. Which is lot by the sounds of it. So.
And then the worst thing is when you're faking that and your phone rings and you're like, "Oh, sorry."
Oh, mortified.
Mortified. So we got talking. She came back and I met her at another show. And at that time, there was a lot of very young women online just talking about incidences that had happened to them. And then every direction I kind of looked, it was like war, problems in countries caused by men. So it's really from ground level up that every direction I kind of looked, I felt, okay, there's so much misogyny going on here. And I don't think any man, good man in the world right now, can look around and say things are okay. So the little that we can do with our mics was just, okay, let's do a show about it. So in the show, we have a couple of different things going on. We have straight comedy. We have three female comedians joining us. We have Louise O'Toole, Amy Cassidy and Laura Green. They'll be doing straight stand-up. So will we. And then Justine is doing some sketches as well. Yeah.
So and a lot of this is really about, Justine, the experiences that the three of us have mentioned here, the stories that we kind of commonly share.
Yeah, it's just about educating men, I guess, on the feelings that we have, the experiences that we all have, the kind of fear and the rituals that we perform to get home safe. Because I know speaking to a lot of like male friends or partners or travel buddies, they were like, "I haven't a clue what you're talking about. What do you mean that you're doing fake phone calls? And what do you mean you carry your keys that way?" And like, it's just putting an image and a story on that to communicate that's what's going on.
And we talk a little bit about some experiences that we've had when we were younger as well.
Can you share some of those?
I don't know where to start with them, but I mean, I talk about working in a bar and getting slapped on the ass every time a certain staff member walked by. And how initially that was funny to everyone.
Yeah.
I didn't have the words to speak at that time. I was very young. And just that kind of continued behavior and how it was acceptable then and quite possibly still accepted now, you know. So that comes into the comedy stories.
Mm-hmm.
So the narrative is, it's a little bit of a bumpy ride to the whole show, because as is a woman's Saturday night out, you just never know what you're going to expect when you turn a corner or speak to somebody. Like, we're always kind of in recovery. I always find the women's toilets is almost like a refuge, a place where we can go to kind of go, "Keep going, girl."
Safe haven.
You know, so there are a lot of stories. And while one thing might affect me in a certain way, I can't imagine how certain things will affect other
somebody
women
else,
in another way.
And I've no doubt, Justine, you know, there'll be lads listening to this today and will say, "Well, God, look at the number of assaults and vicious attacks that have happened in our capital city and many other towns across the country. You know, fellas beating up fellas, you know, men attacking men. Why are we talking about this just in the context of women?"
There's absolutely no denying that there's an epidemic of violence across the capital city and across the country as a whole. Even this weekend, we've heard horrific stories of violence and a couple of families are left dead. But men don't specifically fear sexual violence for most of the time. And I think that's the difference.
Yeah.
So that's why that you felt there was a need to, and I suppose I don't want to, it's not to make light of it, but it was a comedy show, or you know, the kind of thing that yourself and Claire are focusing on is really to kind of raise awareness around these different things, isn't
it? And it's to invite men into the conversation. So the show at the Lark, there's actually an incentive for men to go to the actual show, and we'll be collecting there on the night as well in aid of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. But it's to invite them into the conversation and just have a listen to our stories and the very subtle things that happen on a daily basis, how it might be interpreted by a woman and affect us.
What are the most bizarre things you've done to try to make yourself feel safe, whether you're walking home or whether it's from work or on a night out? We'd love to hear listeners' stories today. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. I do see a text from one listener, Justine, who makes the point that they live on their own. Regularly when they get takeaways, they'll open the front door, collect the takeaway from the delivery driver and kind of shout back into the house to say, oh, the food's here, the food's arrived. So as to give the perception to the delivery driver that they're not there on their own.
I have done that myself, 100%, but it was usually just to make an excuse because I'd order two persons worth of food. No, but honestly, that doesn't surprise me that people do that, particularly women living on their own. There's loads of different things that we've done. Shall we talk about it?
Holding keys in your hand on your way home as well.
Fake phone calls, you know, walking, changing your direction of your walk, you know, everybody, the photographs of the taxis.
Photographs, like I've gone through my phone camera roll. There's photographs of Reg's, their license plate, their whatever. We were speaking about a really horrific kind of example of it recently, where girls were talking about pulling out a lump of their hair in the back of the taxi and leaving it on the floor. If they felt like they felt unsafe, they're like, well, at least there's a bit of my DNA here if anything happens. How horrific is that?
Really?
Yeah.
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 So they obviously were in the car, in the taxi, and felt uncomfortable.
And thought, like, oh God, at least if anything happens here, there's a bit of evidence that I was here.
But it's not just taxis. Like, no. And we have to say that, like, there's some wonderful taxi drivers out there too, before the phone lines go bonkers. Yeah. You know, a lift, a car park, all these kind of environments, dark streets at night, and certainly Dublin inner city can feel a little bit unsafe.
Listeners got in touch to say, well, my own kids, well, they're actually a boy and a girl in their 30s, go travelling alone or with others. I just ask them to let me know each morning that they've survived the previous night, says this listener.
I'm getting goosebumps hearing that. That's shocking.
Another texter says, I actually, we have a WhatsApp group of women that's used solely when one of us is walking home alone. Without any context needed, if one person is walking alone, they'll put their live location in to the group for the whole journey. And then at the end, they just message to say, back safe. Wow. So we see a live location end and don't, if we see a live location end and don't get a text, we know something's wrong.
They can follow.
That's a great
idea. That's a great idea. And it's a really nice group of people supporting others. I know oftentimes, like, I would usually get the bus home from a comedy club and it might be late, it'd be 11 or 12 at night. Won't put the earphones on. We'll ring the boyfriend to be like, I'm just walking 10 minutes home from the bus. Yeah, like, can you make sure?
Keep me company.
The WhatsApp group is great.
Actually, I've never heard of people
but it's
doing
just
that.
The mental gymnastics of having to do that. Imagine all the space and time we'd have in our brains if we didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
Now, Brian has got in touch. He says, what exactly is the point of the text me when you get there suggestion? What exactly are people going to do if they don't get a text that the other person involved wouldn't have done anyway? I think that sounds ridiculous.
Well, you might ring somebody connected to that household or, you know, go
you
a bit further,
somebody,
call around, check in on them in the morning.
I suppose if you're out with one or two friends, what I mean by that is you text them to say, I'm home. Or I would say to them, let me know when you get home.
Yeah.
And presumably if I don't hear from them, I drop them another text or ring them to
it's
say, did you get back all right?
It never ends.
Listeners wondering, how are you going to make something as, you know, sensitive as this funny?
That's a question we get
all the
time.
It's the job of every comedian, isn't it?
Yeah, everything is funny.
Yeah, everything can be made funny. Mm. We're not making women's safety a laughing matter. We're so cautious not to do that. But we do a few little skits that demonstrate the ridiculous rituals. It's a little bit theatrical. It's a little bit silly. But we're not laughing at women's safety at all. And that's not something we want to laugh at.
Well, in the same way as we ask listeners today to share some of their own stories and experiences.
There's all sorts going on out there.
Absolutely. So this is happening. It's all in aid of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, a super organisation supporting so many women across the country. If people want to go along on the night to the stand-up comedy show, how do they go about getting tickets for this?
It's on in the Lark, which is out in Balbriggan. You can buy tickets on thelark.ie. There's ticket sales there. There's an incentive there for men to go. They might get a little freebie ticket if they look at the website. But we will be after you with buckets on the night collecting for the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre.
Yeah. Listener says you should download the Driver Check app. I've never heard of this. Apparently you can type in the driver number and it'll give you the details of who should be driving the car.
That's great. Yeah. But like, who knows what's going through anybody's head at any moment in time or where anybody's coming from. So it might say great reviews. You can still go to a restaurant with great reviews and have a bad meal. So
Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com if you want to get in touch or share any of your experiences with us as well. For the moment, Claire Roach, Justine Halpin, thanks a million to you both. And fair play for putting on. You know, it was a great initiative, really, wasn't it? To try and come up with something a little bit different to try and raise some awareness around female safety.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insuranceBroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.